star of
Good. That'll work. I can figure that out.
I tell you, assistant, that I've used remotely before, which is we all count down from 10. Have you done that one?
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good idea, though. So, because like, then we'll line up the numbers.
And you also can figure out the lag. So it's like, Tommy, you take 10. Tom, you take 9. I take 8. And we go down to 1.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Maybe we'll try that next time. Not this time, though. It's already done, and we've started. And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street. I won't be told how to do any sort of, engineering on my damn show. If the audio sucks, it sucks, and if they die, they die. All right, guy?
I just respect so much that you won't implement the technique, but you respect it enough we'll implement it next week in the podcast.
That's
the
right.
The worst of both worlds.
No, we 100% of our listenership is audio engineers who could use that sort of thing.
They
hate this show. They listen to learn.
Every week they tune in the hopes you've finally figured it out. Just this growing rage.
It's probably the worst it's been in a while because I'm recording from my mom's house and I'm hearing that it's a little bouncy because I'm not in the tiny little New York apartment that I usually am in. Have you heard about these apartments in New York City, guy?
I have.
They're so tiny.
Even here in Auckland, New Zealand, where I'm recording from, they market apartments. Realtors market apartments here as New York style. And I always think, that's not it. Like, the appeal of the apartment is that you're in New York.
Yeah,
the apartment
nobody
is
wants
dog
that.
Shit.
Chicago style apartment. It's a it's got a deep sink for deep dishes, of course. I have yet to introduce the co-host of this very show, the Wolf of Dog Street. That's me, of course. And
we have to do the Halloween nicknames. It's the Halloween episode.
So oh, that's true. Well, I didn't. Did you inform me that we were doing that?
Well, we're doing Halloween songs.
That's true. All right. Well, the Werewolf of Dog Street, of course.
Oh.
And the Michael Jackson of Dog of Snarkness instead of the Prince. Damn it. I keep wanting to say that you're from Dog Street, too. You've never even heard of Dog Street, bitch.
Yeah,
stay off of Dog Street,
this
Tommy.
This pussycat ain't even sit poor on Dog Street.
And Guy, what do you want your Halloween nickname to be?
Ghost Montgolery. Whoa.
Ghost Montgolery. Wow.
That's not bad. Yeah. Tommy, did you have an alt?
Both a ghost and a ghoul.
Well, the scariest of them, they cancel each other out. It's double jeopardy. Double jet booty. No, that sucks.
Well, my alt was, I was going to say the Prince of Snark Manor in honor of the Haunting of Bly Manor. But we also had a very good Halloween thing happen as we were trying to record this podcast, which is that we all three of us were on a Zoom, and Guy and I were talking, and Tom could not hear or be heard by either of us, so he was just the ghost of the Zoom.
That's true.
Unable to speak or be seen. But
fidgeting around, and I can cause chaos.
Yeah, you could end the Zoom call, and then start a new Zoom call with the same technical issues.
That's right. That's what I can. You want to feel like you're in hell? I'm going to stop and restart the Zoom every 5 minutes for eternity.
Why do you think all these Halloween films, or these Halloween, it's always on a manor? What you said is so true, Tommy. It's never just in a New York style apartment. You think it's because all of the writers of these films begrudge people who live in spacious homes? And so to sow the seeds of discontent, they say, whoa, but what if someone was murdered here?
What do you think, Tommy? Answer the question.
Yeah. Yeah, this lifestyle that is so much better than mine surely must come equipped with vicious murdering, or else I would be doing it.
See, I think it's for the irony that they're in a manor, but none of these ghosts have any manners, you know? I think that that's the scariest part of all.
It's the basic lack of social decorum. Certainly that's what gets really me riled up.
We should, yeah, and the poor people were the bad guys in Parasite. Let's talk about it. God.
We should point out that Guy is recording at 7 in the morning his time, which is insane, and we appreciate it. It's the earliest we've ever had a guest, and I couldn't figure out the time difference for the life of me. That's what's scary, is how dumb I am.
That is insane. There is, you know, you just put into Google 2 p.m. New York, time at NZ, and you would have found out that I was going to be getting up at 7 a.m. to discuss these very spooky kids' Halloween songs.
Now, this is something you could have told me off camera.
Well, you brought it up on camera. What am I meant to do?
I mean, last night when I was trying when I was trying to figure it out last night. Well,
and now you've really upset me, Guy, because what you're disrespecting is that Tommy does have location amnesia, where he forgets that he is in New York. And he has to be reminded all the time by getting a nice whiff of that pizza pie. until he has it, you know, he didn't know where to put it in. So ease up, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to upset either of you. I'm just, so the reason I'm up at 7 a.m. is, you know, when Stand By Your Band comes a knocking, you best be ready.
Yeah, we put up like a Batman signal style thing for Guy.
I didn't want to jeopardize this much coveted spot on the podcast by suggesting we move it to an 8 a.m. or even a 9 a.m.
God forbid.
Which we would have been fine with.
First offer, I'm on it. It's a little negotiating trick I picked up.
We had so many New Zealanders that wanted that spot, and you're so lucky you jumped on it.
I can see there's a queue of them outside my front window standing with their microphones in hand.
Now, I got to bring something up really quickly, because we have had you on the show a few times already, but you are a first-time guest of you're the first guest we've had who is pro-COVID. Speak on that.
Look, I think comes a time in every planet's life when you've got to separate the wheat from the chaff. Oh, and while I'm not expressly for COVID-19, I'm just saying, if you look at it from the perspective of the coronavirus, it's doing very well. I'm actually against it. I was one of the few comics brave enough to say as much early, you know, in January and February. And I think, I don't know what institutions became upset by this, but there have been a lot of nasty rumors circulating online ever since that I am for this, you know, this horrible pandemic, and I'd like to distance myself from that.
Mm. Well, it's, you know, I think we have to acknowledge that people evolve, comedy changes, and back in February of 2020, things were different, and you were allowed to say different words, you know.
Yeah.
like COVID. Yeah.
And now I'm learning, you know, I'm learning how to pronounce anti. Anti? I don't know.
I do want to say that it is, of course, Halloween times.
In these unprecedented Halloween times. Oh, Tom's gone.
Well, yeah, but we can still talk about how there's no precedent for this Halloween. Halloween's prior. You know, we were drowning in precedent, but this Halloween, I'm sorry, I cannot find hide nor hair of a precedent.
Of a precedent, yes.
Tommy's mad because this year he can't take his girlfriend trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. Fuck Guy, what's Halloween like in New Zealand? Is it the same as America?
It's a lot like October 30 or November 1. You would not know it exists. Mm. Oh, there's, you know, people supermarkets try and sell a little bit of extra candy, but it's it doesn't even touch what you guys do in the States. It's a non-event.
It's a non-event. So no, you never dressed up as a kid for Halloween.
Yes, but it's just, it's not comparable. Like I remember when I was 13, I dressed up in a quite a saucy negligee and put some potatoes in my negligee as a you know, couple of small breasts, and I went and did the. I was at my friend's house. We did the rounds with his younger siblings, who would have been, you know, I was 13. They would have been maybe 5 or 6. And
you're in a negligee.
Wait, you found a negligee at 5? Did you get that at Victoria's Little Secret, the lingerie shop that I opened for children?
I found it in just a regular secondhand op shop. It had the name Tommy McNamara written across the label. But like, that's my main memory of dressing up. And I had a mask on as well, like a cardboard mask with the face of a sort of Goldilocks looking person. And I remember we knocked on one of the doors of one of the cool kids at school. And all of a sudden, this very fun sort of experience I was having in my negligee became quite scary when it could have, you know, real life ramifications on the playground the next day. But I seduced him and I fucked the shit out of him.
The greatest revenge of all, to fuck your bullies.
To preemptively give your bully an orgasm so mind-shattering that they are a husk of their former selves for the rest of high school.
So we're at about 7:30 a.m. there. 7:30 a.m.
Oh, boy. It is an unprecedented Halloween for sure. But I do want to point out that this very podcast is haunted, and that is why Tommy hears all those boos all the time. It's tradition.
I mean, it made sense at the live show, but it's really disorienting on the Zoom.
Oh, you don't hear all those boos all the time?
Yeah, can you not hear those? Wait, those boos are for me and Tom alone?
I guess that you got to get the special ghost-friendly headphones.
Oh yeah!
You only hear Casper in those in the friendly the ghost
boobs
headphones
by Dre.
By the way, people, get on this Patreon. This is the spookiest thing of all is how cheap it is. There's a 10% discount if you do the yearly thing, and it's only $3 a month as it is. We don't make very much money. Spooky. But yeah, get in there. I think you'll have a nice little time. Should we start talking music, boys?
Yeah. So we've done a couple Halloween episodes. I don't know if we've done 2 or 3 so far. And we thought we'd try and find a new angle for this one. And by the way, we didn't tell Guy we were doing a Halloween episode when we booked him. I should make that clear.
No, we didn't tell him much anything.
I actually, I had a suggestion for a band I would like to stand by.
Oh yeah,
and
who's that?
It was roundly ignored. They're a New Zealand band called The Feelers.
I just don't think people would like an episode with that sort of band on the show.
I think you'll find people do like those episodes and would probably like more.
I did Google just in case if there was a Feelers Halloween song, but they have not put
they
one
are too afraid to tackle the Halloween song.
What are you
song
talking
market?
About? As Good As It Gets, a great song for All Hallows Eve. There's nothing sweeter than a bunch of neighborhood kids wandering the streets taking candy from haunted manors. Larger Than Life. Some of these outsized characters that the kids are playing are indeed larger than life.
You know what I'm realizing?
Pressure Man could have been easily Pressure Boogeyman.
What I'm realizing we could have done for this episode is said we were going to talk about Halloween songs. Just played that Feelers playlist again. I truly think we would have lost some people forever.
Well, especially people who started listening in the last year. Like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, if you have started listening in the last year, good on you for making it this far, but if you really want to push yourself over the edge and realize just what this podcast is capable of, search Guy Montgomery, Stand By Your Band, and you'll find a couple of absolute belter episodes tucked away in the archives.
You got to do it. Yeah, we decided, though, Tommy had the brilliant idea to talk about a different sort of Halloween song this year specifically, which is children's songs, because I'm thinking, I'm sure, have we talked about the Monster Mash in the past? It seems like it has to have come up.
I think, yeah, I wanted to ignore that, because I think we've probably talked about it, and also I think at some point we should try and do a Bobby Boris Pickett
full episode,
because
I like that.
He has a lot of versions of the song, and I think that would be really fun to do as his own thing.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So instead we're going to talk specifically about Halloween songs for children today. That's correct? That's what we decided on?
Yeah, okay. So if you're a parent and you want your kid to listen to Stand By Your Band, and you, this would be the episode to show them. Ignore the guy fucking his childhood bully part.
What are you talking about? He said he was a kid then, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I can joke about that because I was also 13 in the anecdote.
The perfect
but
crime.
But yeah, this is going to be the perfect episode.
I tell you,
kids.
What I shouldn't really tell you about is when I fucked that guy's kid.
Oh my God. So if you want to start the episode now for your kids, certainly no other riffs will cross the line in that way.
Yeah, this will be a nice little time. So Guy, have you listened to any Jared, so Jared didn't leave a voicemail for this one, for this week's episode. Jared Thompson of the Comedy Attic, where I'll be.
What's that?
What's that?
I was just going to say, is that in protest because of my appearance on the episode?
It's partially because of that. He was very concerned that you had something up your sleeve. But no, he did make a point, though. I just talked to him. And by the way, he's the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, where I will be this very Friday and Saturday, if you're listening to the show before then. Come out. I think former guest of the show, maybe, or just friend of the show, I can't remember if he did it, Mitchell Potts. I think he defended the Fray on the show once. Hilarious friend of the show, will be opening. Very exciting time. And if you want to watch digitally, you can do that too. Be on their website, you can do that. So nice little time. But he made a good point, which is that many Halloween songs are technically for children, but some are too scary, I would say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the ones that we have covered wouldn't fall. We were mostly in the past trying to find ones that we thought were funny, like say your, you know, like the Will Smith one that he did for.
Yes.
You know, like that kind
that
of
That one's
thing.
Too
like
scary more, for children, yeah. For sure.
Way too scary.
Yeah, too scary for me to be in. Frank.
Or like in like the Rob Zombie type of, you know, right. Like that kind of thing.
Yes.
But so this is something that you could play at a children's party, which is not something I will have. Not the kind of thing I...
Yeah, and why does it say singles only on your children's party invitation?
Well, you're not going to throw your girlfriend a birthday party this year, Tommy, you bag of shit.
Damn it. Oh my God. Let's do that 10-9 countdown.
All right. For the rest of the podcast, we'll be counting down from 2000. should we go ahead and hear a children's Halloween song?
Yes.
Tommy, you had some that you pulled up that seemed...
I made a playlist of six just from... I listened to some this morning.
Nice.
I also listened to some... I got up at 6:30 to listen to these songs.
Do you have a roommate or anything? Anyone that would hear you listening to that? And
No, I listened to them on my cans. So, no.
That's good.
Yes.
Respectful. My partner is asleep.
Nice.
Oh,
I'm probably whacking her up by laughing at all of these hilarious riffs. She doesn't know I'm doing this. This will not be a popular decision in the house.
Hell yeah. Well, I also listened to some. And in fact, the first song on your playlist here, I did listen to earlier. And it is... I'm excited to hear it. I found one earlier that I'm trying to find on Spotify now, but I actually want to play the YouTube link, so I'm going to send it to myself right now. Tommy, if you want to go ahead and play this first song, or any of the songs cool. from this list, I'm happy to hear them.
Oh, no. So this is something I never thought could happen. They took the popular song Baby Shark, and they turned it scary. Which, look, for the life of me, I thought Baby Shark's never going to be scary. Mm-hmm. Look at what they done did.
Baby Shark, boo, 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 boo. Baby Shark, boo, 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 boo. Baby Shark, boo, 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 boo. Baby Shark. Mommy Shark.
Now, it's not scary yet, you might notice.
What are you talking about?
Speak for yourself.
Mommy Shark, boo, 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 boo. Mommy Shark. Ghost Shark, boo, 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 boo.
Okay.
Ghost Shark, boo, 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 boo. Ghost Shark, boo, 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 boo. Ghost Shark. Pirate Shark, boo.
So this is where it gets genuinely terrifying.
Pirate shark. Pirate shark. Cowboy shark.
So this is a part I have an objection to. The cowboy shark.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit with everything else that's been happening in the song thus far.
Even pirate is a bit of a stretch to me, but people dress as a pirate for Halloween. I guess people dress as a cowboy too, but there's something scary about a pirate that you're really not going to see in the cowboy family.
Right.
To me, at least.
What do you... Cowboys are scary.
Well, they do...
They don't have a scary name.
They do kill Native Americans, and it just was Indigenous People's Day, so it is kind of fucked up that you would say that cowboys aren't scary, Tommy. So take
yeah,
that back,
it's kind of fucked up that you're taking this kids Halloween songs episode of Stand By Your Ben to champion cowboys.
And you're trying to get kids to think cowboys are good. The one rule of parenting is mamas don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. That's the only
cowboy
rule.
Shark, boo, boo,
yeah.
Boo, 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 cowboy shark. Princess shark.
Okay, can you be with me on this one? Can we agree that the princess isn't scary?
Well,
look, there's nothing scarier than the responsibility bestowed on children born into the monarchy, okay? They didn't ask for that.
Sure.
Halloween, boo, boo.
This one's a bit of a cop out.
Yeah, this one reeks of not being confident that people have picked up on the context of the song so far. It's the saying the name of the person you're doing an impression of songwriting.
So that if I heard that as a child, I wouldn't be able to sleep for a week.
No,
it continues though, doesn't it? It does get a bit scary.
Trick or treat, boo, 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 trick or treat. Getting dark, boo, 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 boo. Getting dark, boo, 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 boo. Getting dark, boo, 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 boo. Getting dark. What's that? Boo, boo, boo,
oh,
boo, boo,
okay.
Boo, what's that? Boo, boo,
hey, guys, can
boo,
we stop the record? Can you? Boo, boo, boo. Sorry, that's just freaking me out.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Swim
oh, no.
Away, boo. Boo, 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 boo. Swim away, boo.
Swim away, that's what he said.
Yeah. That's a PSA about when you see Tommy McNamara down the beach.
Guy, you really really picked up this theme of the show and ran with it, I've noticed, in a way that most cats
How does Tommy
don't.
Always end up in the shallow end of the beach, the farthest?
Call me Lady Gaga in that shallow.
I love the idea there's a shallow end of the beach.
The shallow end of the ocean where only kids swim and Tommy always ends up around there.
I hated listening to that song by myself earlier, but hearing it with you guys, it had quite a nice feel. Like it had sort of that, the boop boop ba-doos gives it a sort of, you know, chorus member in a stage show kind of feeling. Like I was imagining, I was even doing a little bit of a dance.
Yeah. Well, and they switched out the do for boo boo boo, which every single time they said boo, I don't know if you guys could hear me. I muted myself, but I went, ah! There was a lot of it, and it became distracting, so I just shut myself down, but very scary.
I know, yeah, a lot of the songs that are kid songs for Halloween are just kid songs. Very slightly changed. Yes, that one is.
I listened to one earlier that was just the Nutcracker, but with Halloween lyrics. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you couldn't come up with one original damn song. I did find an original song, and it did scare me to my very core. And do you think we, so I know you made a playlist here, Tommy. We can listen to, these songs are all very quick. So
Well, we're not going to be ranking this playlist.
Oh, the hell we aren't. We have a formula, Tommy. Now is not the time to be shaking things up. But I did find a song that I
the listenership is already hanging on by a thread.
Ooh.
Ooh, unsubscribe. this is a 2-minute long ad. So I found this song. Oh, it doesn't say it here. It's under the banner of Scary Songs for Halloween, Songs for Children and Kids. And it's posted by a group called The Learning Station. And I find them to be the scariest part of this. And so I'm going to play their intro song, like, thing to it.
Healthy music for a child's heart, body, and mind.
Now, right off the bat, I hate that.
What was... Did they say filthy music?
They said, healthy music for a child's soul, body, and mind.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And it's these three music. Adults singing it, and it's very strange that they would start it like that. But let us continue.
They're in an improv troupe.
It seems like
There is no denying it.
So this song is called Scary Song, in parentheses, Scared. Here we go.
Scary Song, from the CD, Singing, Moving, and Fun, by The Learning Station. Scary things don't frighten me. I'm not afraid if I can see. The spooky things up in the trees, reaching down and squeezing me. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf or the wicked witch of the west. I don't care if I get scared, it's the thing I like the best. Say boo.
Kids are creeping me out. They're too into it.
I wouldn't characterize this as healthy music. That wouldn't be a phrase I would use.
This song's got me questioning the entire relationship of frights and scares and Halloween to kids, because it's this holiday that is set up to scare the children, mm-hmm. and then we instill this idea that being afraid is weak.
Yeah,
like that's the idea of Halloween is like it's spooky and everything, and then in that song, from the perspective of either the adult singing it or the child it's meant to represent, it's like, nah, I'm not scared, even though they're clearly scared. It's all a bit confusing.
Yeah, I think that it's teaching children to be liars, and that is not healthy at all. And if you look at the video, the kids don't seem scared. They see. Oh wait,
like the best.
This is a
one,
good question.
The witch. 2, the mummy, 3, the tree, or 4, the werewolf. Please let us know in the comment section.
Now, they say to let you know in the comment section. I have found that the comments are turned off for this video. And I'm assuming it's because people really did not like it. It has 600 thumbs down.
How many thumbs up does it have?
It has 1.6 thousand thumbs up, 623 thumbs down. Not a great ratio for like a kid's thing. You don't usually see a lot of negativity on these videos. And the fact that they turned the comments off makes me really curious as to what was being said in the comments that made them do that. probably a lot of people saying that they actually were afraid of the things that they said in the videos. But
I did not like that song.
Yeah, it's not very good. I didn't like the people singing it. My favorite part of the song was the beginning, and I think I want to play it again. No, I don't need to do that. Plus, it's my YouTube app is acting up. But
healthy music for a child's soul, body, and mind.
Healthy music for... Like, who hears that and is like, yeah, this is going to be great for my children? And then you need that healthy music. That sucked.
While we're on the topic of whether or not, the toxicity of pretending you're not scared, this is a song from an old friend of mine, Mickey Mouse, called They Don't Scare Me.
Big green lizards, rattlesnakes, hurricanes, tornadoes and quakes, frogs and worms and spiders and bees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Ghosts.
Now, to point out something in that first verse, a lot of those are natural disasters, not really Halloween territory. Like Mickey Mouse, if someone told you to flee during a hurricane, you gotta get out of there.
Oh,
I understand.
Not this proud young mouse.
It's sending the wrong message to be like, tornadoes don't scare me. It's like, well, they should.
Yeah. Immediately, I like that song. I don't know when it was written, but it feels like there's a certain craftsmanship to it that is missing from these sort of synthetic, homogenized sounding modern kids songs. It also sounds like someone's doing a Tom Waits impression.
Yes.
Yeah.
100% sounds like Tom Waits. Maybe it is Tom Waits.
There's an updated version of the song where he's like, goblins and ghouls don't scare me, neither does COVID-19.
It's that song that Tom Waits has said.
Let's hear some more of what doesn't scare Mickey Mouse.
Witches, goblins, and ghouls. Hey. Werewolves howling at the moon. Bugs in the rugs and bats in the trees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Alone in the graveyard, the stray dogs bite.
Yo!
Zombies dancing in the pale moonlight. Won't that give you a terrible fright?
Nah, that doesn't scare me.
I'm starting to be terrified of Mickey Mouse as this song goes on, because these are frightening things that he has an almost psychotic aversion.
Unshaken. I couldn't agree more. I was trying to find who sang it, and I've found this. I'm on the Amazon website for the album that this is from, Halloween Songs and Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And here in New Zealand, I can pay $22.41 NZ for a copy of that on cassette. But the it doesn't list who the artists are who are singing. But the first review that comes up is a 3-star review. And it's someone is very angry about a cut they've made to one of the songs. It says, this contains the 1979 version of chilling, thrilling sounds of the haunted house, but with one major cut, which should not have been made. Today's kids wouldn't think this is a terrifying album, but it is highly enjoyable for fans of black and white horror films. However, the rest of the corny Halloween songs suck. And even a 5-year-old neighbor's daughter thought they were stupid. Next time, Disney released the 2 original albums on a single CD. Kenneth Christensen.
That is incredible.
I want
wow.
More reviews from this 5-year-old neighbor.
I know.
Hey, do you mind if I try and scare your kid?
Hey, it's me again, just coming over to talk music with the kids.
I think 3 stars. Three stars is the funniest thing, the funniest number you could give to a song like that.
Yeah.
Or like an album like that. It's like, you don't hate it. Like, you're like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's mostly good.
Yeah. Couldn't bring themselves to hate it. I would love to see what a 2 or a 1 star review by Kenneth Christensen looks like.
I mean, I think vitriol. We got to dig, baby.
I just want to play a little more of this just to see if there is like a turn where he does get scared. Because I didn't listen all the way through it before. I just want to see if that ever happens. The bridge length is scaring me.
Nope, not scared.
Nope, no turn.
He's just not scared.
It's like Mickey Mouse is aware that he is a cartoon rendering him immortal and encouraging real-life children to approach all of these natural disasters and genuinely scary phenomena with the same reckless fearlessness that Mickey himself displays.
You know what? Mickey's given me half a mind to set up a little cheese trap outside of Disney World. That'll scare his little ass. You think you'd get in trouble at Disney World for setting around a bunch of large cheese traps?
Like novelty person-sized ones?
Yeah, yeah. Very big ones, but they are deadly. Like if you touch the cheese, it does snap your body in half.
Such a brutal trap, really, isn't it? I've never thought about the actual mechanics of a mouse trap.
Yeah,
but,
pretty
not a pleasant experience for the mouse.
Yeah,
you know, and here they are. It's the same trap that fish fall into, really, isn't it?
Sure.
They don't have that idiom. There's no such thing as a free lunch, guys. You see a piece of cheese on the floor, leave it alone.
The way these animals ignore idioms is just—it's unbelievable.
Why? It drives me up the wall.
They frankly deserve to die for ignoring these idioms. Well, you got to think about it like this. At least their last moments, you know, conscious on this green earth that God gave us, were enjoying a nice little bite of cheese.
No, the last moments are sort of the hours spent bleeding out with a broken back.
There's another song by Tigger. Tigger wrote a song. I just said Tigger wrote a song. This is "I Want to Scare Myself" by Tigger.
I'm a surprise as in wearing disguise. It's a horribly hideous costume will do. Better be wary, be spooky and scary. I'll bounce from the shadows and boo. I want to scare myself and everyone else. The thrilling and chilly old Willy's alive. Cover your eyes, little buddy, beware. I'm twitching and itching to scare myself. Unspeakable, spookables, awful, unlookables, gallop, but ghosties and goblins galore. What if they find you or look out behind you? A terrible Tigger-type roar. That would be me. I want to scare myself and everyone else.
I just want to say, with that one, the voice acting on that is incredible.
Yeah.
It's so impressive.
Yeah. Gotta agree.
It really
with that.
Is. When do you think that song was released?
Oh, it's from Disney Mickey's Spooky Night, even though apparently Mickey's unspookable.
I don't like this Mickey, I gotta be honest. I mean, he is fucking hilarious, but besides that, I don't really like him.
Yeah, it's from
1996.
96?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's got that authentic 96 ring to it, doesn't it? Donovan Bailey had just won 100 meters at the Atlanta Olympics. You know,
Tupac Shakur just murdered. You can really feel that in these vocals.
You really can. He's sort of torn between being happy. The two things Tigger likes best, famously, Donovan Bailey and Tupac Shakur. And you can really hear that bittersweet sort of feeling.
It's what we were all feeling that year. I could feel that.
I like that one. I like that Mickey Mouse one as well. I mean, the message was reckless, but there's something to be said for these purpose-built Halloween songs mm-hmm. that you don't find in the re-rubs of these mm-hmm. runaway hits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Crazy Frog ever do a Halloween tune?
Did you say the Crazy Frog?
Yeah.
I don't know about this Crazy Frog. Is that a New Zealand guy?
That's the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Hey, I tell you who does look like a bloody Crazy Frog, actually, and that's old President Cheeto.
Easy now.
Tread got him lightly. Yes.
Oh, easy to say from New Zealand. Why don't you come to this country and say that sort of shit, guy?
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It went badly. I left.
So I'm seeing Crazy Frog here, and he's only got he's got a 2005 album here. Let's hear some. Let's in the 80s sounds spooky.
This is awesome.
I'm looking for some lyrics here, though. Is this just like a club Chipmunks?
It sounds like it.
I googled Crazy Frog, and in the about section it says Crazy Frog, originally known as the annoying thing. That's the first sentence.
The only scary thing about that song is how hard it slaps.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. I was really enjoying myself during that, if I'm being honest. And you know I hate to be honest. were those last two from the playlist we got here?
They were. I wanted to play this Mary-Kate and Ashley one.
Yes.
That was sent to us on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. For 1 second, so let me pull it up. This was my favorite thing I've heard.
I have not listened to it yet. I'm excited to hear it. I was just looking at it on the Twitter myself.
So I would like to give credit to Jared Vernon, who sent us this.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going to play it. So it's Mary-Kate and Ashley when they were very young. This is like Full House era Mary-Kate and Ashley. And the song is called Very, Very, Very Unbelievably Scary.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's genuinely scary.
That is truly scary. Two little girls singing is actually scary.
The pitch is so uncomfortable. You are straining the whole time they are singing.
Anytime children are singing, that is pretty scary as it is, but that was really haunting. And I think also that because we know how Hollywood treated those girls, that on top of it really... really spooky song, you know.
That was a joyless experience. Horrible.
Very, very, very scary.
Yeah, that was creepy as hell.
Like I could actually visualize them in the studio just punching out another fucking song, or you know, whatever the thing they had to make that day was, just hating it.
Very, very scary stuff. We have a ton of comments to get to today also, by the way. So I think we should intertwine those. I mean, that's what we just did. But yeah, between Facebook, Twitter, and you know what? Because of the request we got from somebody on the Patreon this week, I decided to also post on Patreon. If you're on the Patreon and you comment, you'll for sure get read unless you send something truly fucked up. But I want to read this one right off the bat. That's right off the presses. Cole Froling commented, this sounds great. I said, we're going to be recording. I told the people on Patreon that we'd be recording with a one guy Montgomery. And we got a comment that says, this sounds great, but I think we need an episode about the feelers. really love this one. It says, because I wrote that we'd be talking about children's Halloween songs, and someone commented, Zach Williams commented, children, this has Tommy's fingerprints all over it.
Damn it.
And he said, I'm imagining a damn from Tom right here, and you definitely get that one. Damn.
Everyone's having a good time, I see. A real monster's ball. I never saw that movie.
Yeah, me either. Is this what it's about?
Ripping your mates. Yeah, it's always a good time. There's
beautiful.
Actually one. I just remembered there is a Halloween. I say that Halloween's not a big thing here, but there's a TV show called What Now that plays on Saturday mornings. And I've just found on YouTube, they had a Halloween song I remember from my childhood.
Please play it.
So it's all about the very scary experience of losing love.
That's really scary.
I mean, the visual of fishing for a woman is very scary.
That's very scary. Who is that from? Is that Mickey Mouse
down
again?
Down the deep end of the beach. No, that was by, it says here, core cast of What Now? Who actually, they also had a band they played in called The Feelers.
Oh, is that right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I kind of like them. that's a great, great song. We have some more from Patreon before I forget. Weston wrote, the Hex Girl song from Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost is an all-time banger, and I think you guys would have fun with Bobby Boris Pickett's Rabian, Rabian the Fiendage idol off of the Monster Mash album. Okay. Well, like we said, we were probably going to do a whole episode about him, so maybe we hold off.
We'll save
that
one.
Yeah, we're going to save that one. But should we hear this Hex Girls song from Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost?
Yeah.
All right, let me find it here. Scooby-Doo. And the Witch's Ghost. Hex Girl. Here we go.
Next.
Man.
All right. That was rocking.
Hell yeah. That's the Moon Sisters and the Nostalgia Girls. They couldn't have handled that with just one group.
No. Had to bring in the troops for that one.
The original Avengers.
Had to collab to get that sort of sound.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear, but when the lead singer would sing Hex Girl, mm-hmm. that's when you could really hear both groups come over the top. They go, Hex Girl!
Weird, the spookiest thing of all, female friendship.
It's like someone who's trying, doesn't know the word witch, but it's like, some good Hex Girl. Yeah.
You know, one of them spell winches.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a woman who can cast magic but uses it for nefarious means.
A Hex Girl. That's it for the Patreon ones for today. Although John Bilancini wrote us something about the Cincinnati Zoo, which we talked about last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't go. It was sold out.
What the hell?
I tried to go while I was in Cincinnati. Sold out. Well, they're doing, you know, COVID precautions. But, you know, I looked like a real fool because I name dropped to Jenna Gephardt and Jeffrey Asmus, who were with me in Cincinnati, where we did Go Bananas. Great club. Go there while it's still happening because they're doing safe outdoor shows. It's fun. But, I was like, oh, I have an in at the Cincinnati Zoo. I hit up dear friend Maura Messerly, who is, of course, Alex Stone's partner, who we've had on the show before. And she goes, the hookup is gone, bitch. And I almost looked a real fool. But, yeah, sold out. Fucked up.
So, wait, hold on, you almost looked a real fool. Well, How did you save face?
I just didn't tell those guys about all that.
Actually, the zoo sucks.
Yeah, the zoo. I was like, the zoo actually is lame.
I've been thinking
now.
About it. Yeah. Zoo, I don't really agree with the ethics.
Let's just go fishing for Lisa. Yeah.
Otherwise known as dredging the lake.
You know what? Let's do frack. all right, Tommy, shall we hear some more music from this playlist?
Yeah, there was another one when I was searching Halloween Kid songs that I found interesting, and this is called Spooky Allen. So the name choice is something I really find interesting.
Yeah, Spooky Allen.
It's not like Casper, which is like a very old-timey, interesting name. It's just Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, you
That's
need
the scariest
spooky.
Thing of all, because we all know an Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it forces us to confront the idea of the Allen we know and hold so close to our hearts. Passing on.
Sure. I'm thinking of they should have called it Spooky Ellen, and it was about Ellen DeGeneres's, you know, hijinks on her show with her employees.
Yeah. She treats her colleagues with disrespect. You step out of line, she'll break your neck, Spooky Ellen.
I think something like that maybe, but Spooky Allen. I'm thinking of maybe an Allen Iverson. I'm thinking of Allen Ginsberg. That's a spooky
Allen Rickman.
That's
who is actually dead.
And spooky.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's actually pretty good. Maybe that's who they were talking about. That would make the most sense. Mm-hmm. Unless they of course saw this movie about the Chicago 7 in which Allen Ginsberg is kind of annoying for some reason. So maybe they were talking about that, but I have a feeling that's not the case.
There's Alan Dershowitz, who I've never met.
Yeah, right.
Seems like a good guy, though.
We wish him well.
It's important podcasts remain apolitical.
Yep, as Tommy always says, Republicans buy sneakers too. or listen to podcasts too. My mistake.
We are selling sneakers, by
the
way.
Yeah, we are. The Stand By Your Band Air Force Ones.
they only come in kid sizes. That's the noise you'll be making when you see how cool the kids in the neighborhood look in their brand new Stand By Your Band Air Force Ones.
So spooky, scary skeletons. That's a new phrase. An old song, new phrase for me.
Shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
For spooky.
That's something I never knew about spooky, scary skeletons. They only want to socialize. Right. I never realized that.
Well, it's one of the hardest things with the skeletons.
Very hard.
Why is everybody running away? The opening salvo, can we use that turn of phrase?
Oh, yes, please.
Really had me visualizing. I like it in cartoons. They play, you know, when they play like a rib cage.
Mm-hmm. That's like absolutely what I was thinking too. I was going to bring that up. Mm-hmm. Also, I was going to say that has to be them playing some bones.
Yeah, because it was such a prolonged intro, and I was like, you know, for the full satisfaction, you actually want to see it. You want to see someone playing the rib cage.
Yeah.
Which, in my experience, a ribcage sounds remarkably like a xylophone.
It's so weird how that happens. And in fact, I love the sound so much that I have... It says on my driver's license that when I die, I'm donating my ribcage to musical science to see if that's...
Musical science.
Musical science.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, musical science. There's one more from the Twitter I wanted to play, and then I'm out. But this is... Attorneys at Space, our Space Lawyers podcast, sent this in. They said, someone will definitely mention Spooky Scary Skeletons, but for my money, this song is a banger. Despite being impossible to sing and sounding like a person that did not understand rhythm, time signatures wrote it. So this is H-A-L-L-O-E-N, spells Halloween. Weird. After hearing that, I'm less sure of how to spell Halloween than I was before I heard it.
I feel like I've been marching through life thinking it only had one L.
Is that right?
You're thinking of the Hal Ashby movie Halloween.
Yeah. or the Shallow Hal Oween special. Yeah, that's I don't like songs that spell. I'll say it right now. Don't teach me in your damn song.
You hate that?
I don't like that.
You hate songs that teach?
Yeah, that's right. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. More like B-U-L-L-S-H-I-T. Oh, turn that off for the children.
Done the thing you hate.
Yeah, I hate what I am. That's the problem.
Sounds like you're not angry at Gwen Stefani, Tom. It sounds a little like you're angry at Tom.
It's true. all right, we've got some Facebook songs to get to as well, and I am pissed at Facebook, not because of any of their politics, but because it's like unusable. I don't know if anybody else is having this problem, but on the computer, on the phone it's fine, but on the computer it is truly unusable, and I don't know if it's my shit or what, but I don't like it.
It's being flooded with new users from Russia, and they just can't handle the bandwidth.
And they're influencing me. It's very scary how people spread around dumbass information on not just Facebook but Twitter. But I was reading it yesterday. It's just people will believe literally anything, and it's crazy. It's so funny how they're trying to paint Biden as like Antifa and like the radical left. And it's like he could not be a more moderate candidate, and he's so old. And they're like, yeah, he loves this shit. And he's like breaking windows. all right, let's. Brett Klein sent in a song called "Grim Grinning Ghosts," which I'm curious about. So let's hear about these grim grinning ghosts. This is. It's by the Ghosts, which is pretty spooky. But there's two different versions of it. I'm gonna go with the one that's by the Ghosts. If it works, well, now it's not. Why aren't you working,
the,
baby?
The streaming royalties have disappeared.
Oh God, I'm just having a rough day today, aren't I? You're gonna be okay, Tom.
This is scary.
Loud, Tom.
Oh, come on. Why is this not? I don't know why my Spotify is just broken right now. Oh, well. I'll try it again. Restart the damn app. Damn. Yep, now we go. Ooh, spooky. This is from the Haunted Mansion, I think.
My buddy Luigi stayed over there for a minute.
I bought that game for Halloween. It's not nearly spooky enough.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
That's creepy. Let's see if these ghosts start singing.
As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive from the midnight freak.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes,
starts to shriek and harmonize.
When we don't stop to socialize, when you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
pretty spooky. Thurl Ravenscroft is one of the people who sings on this. Thurl Ravenscroft.
It was sort of in between an actual song and a spooky song. Mm-hmm. It was like straight through the middle of quite being either one.
Like you could play that at the club.
Oh, you could. You gotta do it to them at the club. let's see if there's anything else here. Somebody put Purple People Eater. Nick Clerk, and we know that song. We love it. We love the Purple People Eater, don't we, folks? Gene Moss did a great album called, this is from Shannon Norman, Gene Moss did a great album called Dracula's Greatest Hits. I recommend I Want to Bite Your Hand and Drac the Knife. Ooh.
Drac the Knife sounds good.
We'll check that out, maybe to end the show. Caitlin Chekarowski says, kids went fucking nuts for Dweller of the Cave in my elementary music class.
Is that about Jesus?
Only for 3 days. The rest of the time it's about his roommate.
Mark Handelman says, is trick-or-treating allowed at Tommy's building?
God damn it.
It's not allowed, but it's heavily encouraged by one of the apartments.
It's weird because we joke around a lot on this show, but at some point enough people are making these type of comments. I'm getting worried.
Shut up.
Uh, Yeah, let's just play. Lindsey Ray mentions the Addams Family. Miranda Britton says spooky, scary skeletons. We heard those. Let's go ahead and hear. I want to hear that one, that the Dweller of the Cave for a second, and then let's listen to the
track the knife
and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know what I say.
What's that?
You gotta do it to him.
Okay, so this is Dweller of the Cave. So it's creepy because it's children whispering, but you can't really hear it that well because they're whispering. It is a cool song. I mean, the drums are awesome on it. But, yeah, I guess if your kids want to fucking rock out while hearing a creepy-ass song, show them that song, Dweller of the Cave. The last one we should hear here is from Dracula's Greatest Hits. I'm going to pull it up now. I'm pretty excited about this.
Should we all guess what the first line of the song is going to be?
Sure.
Let me look up the first song of Mac the Knife.
I think it's like, it'll be, "Oh, that vamp has..."
Wait.
"Pointy teeth, dear."
So yeah, it's oh the shark babe has such teeth, dear, is the original. So
yeah,
I'm gonna say, "Oh, the baby shark has such teeth, dear." wait, what was yours, guy? Oh, that vamp has pointy teeth, dear.
Mm. What is this a play on?
Mac the Knife, Bobby Dylan.
Oh, I see.
Oh, the shark. It's a staple.
Yes,
that one.
Okay. Now I see.
I'm going to say, "Oh, that neck needs some teeth, dear."
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Like from the point of the drac.
Or I'm going to say,
"The point of the drac." 1 second.
"Oh, that bat has a knife, dear." Let's hear it. Hey, look at that.
Very good, guys.
"Pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear. But he comes out every night. Shoo."
They published this after the first draft.
Yeah, this is pretty...
Ooh. Ooh. That's fun, but that's fun because I already know and love the original, and it's like it's just a sort of hammy caricature of a vampire inserting themselves into
now,
a known banger.
Do you think Surf Monster is a play on Rock Lobster? The song Surf Monster, let's hear it.
"If you ever go surfing late at night, when the beach is dark and the moon is bright, that's when he rises from a watery grave and rides toward shore on a giant wave.
Oh, he's the surf monster, yeah, yeah."
Nope.
Somewhat in style, but right. Not exactly. Not like Drac the Bite.
I thought it was going to be right on. I was hoping all the songs would be like that. I mean, "I Want to Bite Your Hand."
That would actually make for an outstanding album. "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
The Beatles. It's got to be.
Let's hear a little of that to close out.
All right. We'll hear a little "I Want to Bite Your Hand."
"Oh, yes, I."
"You may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand, shoot.
Ooh.
Now, hearing shit like this, you go, man, I should have done comedy back in the fucking 60s. Because the bar was so low, people are like, that is killer. Yeah. But you know what? Who knows? Maybe we'd be like, shit, I wish I had thought of that.
Yeah, cussing out that guy who does the worst Dracula impression in the world. He got to all those parody songs first.
You're backstage in a Dracula outfit. He goes on stage, you're like, oh, shit.
that's my entire act.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. I give the playlist 6 out of 6. Dumb.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, 100%.
Time. I love Halloween. It's a great time. Guy, thanks so much for coming on. Is there anything you would like to promote today?
I might as well check out The Worst Idea of All Time. It's a podcast I do with Tim Batt. Traditionally, we've watched and reviewed the same movie every week for a year, but this year we're doing something a little different. We are watching all 52 entries into the softcore pornography franchise Emmanuel. it's grueling. We meet up every Tuesday morning and we watch a little porn together, and it is ruining me.
This is the episode kids are supposed to listen to. Yeah. Stand by your bed. Yeah.
It's got a great segment called Boner Patrol, where we check in on whether or not one another got boners. And also, I introduced a segment in the last episode called Pitch a Porno with George Lazenby, which probably requires a little more context.
That sounds great.
I do want to ask, because we usually have the guests say their final thoughts on the album, but do you have any final thoughts on Halloween for the people today?
Just, you know, within current health and safety protocols, embrace it. You know, it's been a rough and tough year, so any opportunity to, you know, to hold on to, you know, a different era when kids could roam free in costume, enter any apartment building they like and knock on all the doors. You know, just have fun with it, guys. Tommy, do you have anything to say?
None of the allegations from the previous hour and a half were hold any merit. Halloween rules.
I just want to point out really fast, in Indiana, they are trick-or-treating, baby. They're doing it. It's truly insane. One of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard. But have fun, I guess, you sick little fucks. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Also, I didn't get to do this, but when Tommy said Halloween rules, that's different from saying like Halloween is awesome. That's Tommy saying Halloween rules they're different rules, and it makes a lot of what he does above board, which is traditionally outside the line.
It's the one day of the year where everything
10,
is legal.
9, 8.
All right. Check out Tommy's special. Oh, check out Tommy's his Christmas song. Huh?
Yeah, it's coming the day after Thanksgiving. I got a whole original Christmas song coming for you. I'm so excited to share it with the people. I shared a little tiny clip on my social media, so get excited for that.
I've seen the thing. You sent it to Antonio, right?
So I had been explaining to Antonio what it was, and I was so embarrassed with how I explained it and how she reacted that I was like, I'm just going to send it to her early.
We love it. I'm already telling you it's great. So check it out when it comes, and get on that Patreon, baby. It's $3 a month, and come see me at the Comedy Attic this weekend. All right, that'll do it for this week. We'll see you next time on Stand By Your Band. Keep it crispy, bitch.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.